The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Are there any words that you know how they should be pronounced but you refuse?
You see, with that, I think the words that sort of trip me up are ones in like in a different language.
Yeah.
Like you see, like if you're saying croissant, do you have to say the whole word croissant? I had a croissant in Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona.
Barcelona. And see, yeah. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to go that far.
I understand if it's a different language. I understand if it's a word you can't pronounce. For example,
Rob, I can't Namibia say this. What means that say any accent Namibia?
Namibia. Yeah. Mm. I get if you can't say the word anemone, you know, that's fine. But are there words you have? Because I've noticed our producer Wayne, our dear darling Wayne, refuses to say the word Nike.
Oh.
He talks about Nikes. And I know he knows better. I know he does. Maraisalni.
And he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He knows and he doesn't care.
Does he drive a Porsche in his Nikes?
An Audi. You know what I mean?
It's audible from far.
I know someone who very deliberately orders an espresso.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Because some people just want to watch the world burn, man.
Watch people squirm.
Yeah. So I get it. If you can't say the word, that's fine. If it's a word that trips you up, we've all got them. We talked about it a couple of months ago on the show.
Yeah.
Roz has got her list. I've got my list. Joe, you had your list. But are there words that you absolutely refuse to say properly, even though you know better? You're just like, this will never be my life. I heard someone talk about sending a GIF on their phone. Now, I know GIF is correct.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
The guy who invented the stupid thing went up on stage at some conference and was like, by the way, it's pronounced GIF. And everyone on the planet was like, shut up. You know, we're not listening to you even though you invented it.
We don't care.
But I finally met someone who said, and I'm just like, okay, fine. I'm in the wrong there. I'm never going to say that word. Never in a million years are we going to be speaking like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather not send any GIFs at all then. It's fine.
Keep your GIFs. Animated cartoon there. Keep your phone cartoon to yourself.
I'll send a sticker instead.
Precis. Yeah. 084-850-0942. Is there a word that you you know how it's pronounced, but you just absolutely refuse? Only bad blood we've got at the moment is between us and the English language. Bundles are finished. There are words we are not interested in saying correctly. This one took me by surprise.
Rob, for the longest time, I couldn't say glucostomus, like the fish, the sucky fish, glucostomus. I said something completely different that I can't repeat on the radio. And my friend used to make fun of me so much for it. But finally, after years, I can say that word.
Marsu, I have a lot of questions.
Mm.
A, why did you have to learn how to say a sucky fish's name? What was going on? Also, why do your friends who are judging you for not being able to say a sucky fish's name? Also, what are we doing that we are surrounded by these fish?
You know what I mean? Like, is your friend an ichthyology professor or whatever you call it? Like, I mean, what is the study of fish?
Stop it. Stop it, Joseph. Talking words that we simply cannot or will not say correctly.
I refuse to call it Ibiza or Ibiza. No, it's Ibiza. And that's final.
Is that not correct, though? Is Ibiza not right?
Ibiza? It's Ibiza. It's Ibiza.
Now we're back in that realm of like, it's a foreign language and I don't know how to pronounce it. And I'm not going to be that pretentious person who talks about going to Barcelona. You can't take yourself seriously.
Having a paella in Barcelona.
No, you see, exactly that, Joe. We can't be having paellas at a shopping center in Fourways. Like, it's not a vibe.
Okay, Joe, help a girl out here. Is it Nivea or is it Nevea? I don't know. Please.
You see, this takes me back because I remember it was a couple of years ago when I was like, apparently it's pronounced Nivea. And everyone was like, no, bro, it's Nivea. Because I remember the ads from back in the days that used to have like a little jingle, a Nivea body jingle. And I used to call it Nivea. And I was
Are you
told,
sure?
I'm pretty sure. I've got a good memory when it comes to these things.
Are you not Mandela affecting yourself here and making something up that you believe is true?
I'm not alone. See, I'm not alone. There are people who know that it's pronounced Nivea.
I'm worried about
Nivea
all of
body.
You.
Let's be completely honest, I know it's pronounced hummus, but it word just gives me the ick. So I say hummus. I know it's not the correct way of saying it. I just don't like the way it's supposed to be said.
Don't like the way it's supposed to be said. So instead of hummus, we'll say hummus. You have some nice hummus for your tummus.
So you just make it like Americanized. Because the Americans have also got a problem with the letter H.
Yes, they do.
They speak about herbs.
Yeah,
they, herbs
and they've just forgotten the letter H. They've just given it up. They were like, ah, it's 20, however many, 26, 24? Mm. 24 letters in the alphabet. Help me out here,
26, Joe. 26.
Thank you. 25 now. Get rid of that H. Not me not knowing how many letters there are. And then, I don't know what to make of Kelly.
Well, I agree with Wayne, because Nike is correct.
It's not correct.
And then my word is Parmesan. I don't know who the hell says Parmesan, because that's definitely not correct.
Kelly's not having it.
Yeah, she's like, no, none of that. Give me some Nikes, some Nikes and Parmesan.
Some Nikes and my Parmesan. To go with our sucky fish for main course. Joseph Manning.
Hello, hello.
We have a correction for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify the message that came in earlier from Marga asking how to pronounce something, here you go.
For smoother, visibly firmer skin in just 7 days. Nivea.
There you go.
Although you can hear that, that's the American version. If you can find the French version. If you can find the French version.
We just agreed we are not pronouncing things like the countries they come from because we are not from there. Otherwise, your sports bulletin is going to be full of Barcelona.
Yes.
And München.
Yes. München Gladbach.
Oh, no, let's not. By the way, Joe.
Yes.
We're fast around here. Do you want to hear it in French?
Okay.
Découvrez le lait crème nourrissant 5 en 1 de Nivea.
Nivea. You see? Here we go.
More music you love. All day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. On the station that sounds like you.